From Spark and Anvil and Claimcraft, this is Counter and Grant, in Chapter 1 of the Claimcraft cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
There was a debate on, and one debater thought he was winning brilliantly. He had taken his opponent's view, twisted it into its silliest possible shape, and demolished that. And now he stood grinning, sure he'd triumphed.
Two helpers watched him, unimpressed, because they knew the ugly secret. He hadn't won anything. He'd beaten a scarecrow, and everyone in the room quietly knew it. Counter stepped up, wearing the armor of someone who fights only worthy opponents. Grant stepped up, holding an open hand instead of a fist.
"You didn't beat his argument," said Counter. "You beat a cartoon of it. Let me show you how the strong arguers do it. It's the opposite of what you'd think." Counter went first, because the first surprise is this. You must argue against the strongest version of the other side, not the weakest. "You took his view and made it stupid," said Counter, "and then knocked the stupid version down. Feels like winning. Proves nothing." Counter set the twisted cartoon aside. "Watch what I do instead. I take his argument, and I make it as strong as I possibly can, even stronger than he made it. I find the best, smartest, most reasonable version of his side, the one that would be hardest for me to beat." Counter built up the opponent's case, better than the opponent had. "Then I argue against that, because if I can answer his argument at its very strongest, I've actually proven something. And if I can't," Counter paused honestly, "then maybe he's got a real point, and I'd better know that." Counter stood tall. "Beating a weak version of someone's view is like winning a race against someone who's tied their own shoelaces together. Everyone can see it doesn't count. Beat the best version, and you've genuinely won, and everyone knows it."
"Good Steelman," said Grant. "Good concession," said Counter. There is a deep and counterintuitive truth at the heart of good arguing, that generosity is strength. The weak arguer fears the other side's best points, and so hides from them, twisting the opponent into a cartoon and clinging to every inch. The strong arguer does the opposite, seeks out the best version of the other side, concedes what's genuinely true, and wins only on the ground that's really in dispute. It feels backwards. It feels like giving away advantage. But it's how you build an argument nobody can dismiss, and a reputation as someone who cares about the truth, which is worth more, in the end, than winning any single fight.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Counter and Grant. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.